USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cities around the world are ringing in the new year and celebrating 2022.
Happy New Year!
There were no fireworks in central London due to the Omicron variant surge. In New York City, they're having scaled back celebrations as well. All attendees must be fully vaccinated and be wearing a mask. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sent out a New Year's Eve message on ABC TV.
Happy New Year, America.
From our family to yours, we wish you peace, joy, and good health in the year ahead.
The CDC has recorded nearly 2 million new COVID-19 cases in the past week. At least 15 states have now reported their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are saying they're seeing a staggering surge in COVID patients, and 99% of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Violence broke out in the Germantown section of Philadelphia, injuring 6 people after more than 65 shots were heard. Initial reports suggest the shooter hasn't been identified, and the incident is still under investigation. A 21-year-old woman was shot multiple times in the abdomen and was rushed to the hospital where she remains in critical condition. 5 men under 30 were also injured in the gunfire. Most students in Michigan's Oxford schools will be heading back to classrooms on Monday after losing a month of learning.
All the buildings in the Oxford Community School District will reopen Monday except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed 4 teens. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing, unquote. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Comedian actress Betty White has passed away just a few weeks shy from her 100th birthday. She made television audiences laugh for more than 7 decades. In the 1950s, White launched her own TV show called Life with Elizabeth. On the Mary Tyler Moore Show, she played Sue Ann Nivens, who hosted the Happy Homemaker TV show.
Oh, if you get too close, you're afraid the little pilot light of desire that flickers within you might turn your whole oven on.
She played Rose from St. Olaf, Minnesota, on TV's The Golden Girls.
I should have said no to the Miss St. Olaf beauty pageant. It was 1951. That was the first year they let humans enter, too.
And she played Erica Ostrowski on the TV show Hot in Cleveland.
You thought Liberace was straight?
I could have turned him.
She won 7 Emmy Awards and became the first woman ever to win an Emmy for serving as a game show host. In 2010, she became the oldest host for Saturday Night Live. And in 2014, she was the world record keeper for holding the longest TV career for a female entertainer. She said that her third husband, Password host Alan Ludden, was the true love of her life. He passed away suddenly in 1981. Police in Los Angeles said they characterized her death as a natural death investigation and said no foul play was suspected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.